Teach me, O Lord, to be permissive, the 60s way to save the soul. Let us pray for sexual freedom. Let the good times rock and roll.
Tired of being Puritan and living by the code, I learnt the new morality and shed my guilty load.
I read the kinky magazines to gain the evil ends and scanned the personal columns for interesting friends.
And now I've got the taste for sin. I'll know I'll never stop. I just can't wait to get married, so I'll have a wife to swap.
Edna O'Brien is me pin-up girl. Every book of hers I've read. And I've got a photo of Bridget Brophy on the wall above me bed.
But Marjorie Proops is me favourite. I think she's awful nice. And often when I'm troubled, I write to her for advice. She acknowledged me first inquiry, but now she never replies. But the thought of my being her correspondent brings a tear to my eye.
I'm all for divorce and abortion and the contraceptive pill. So three rousing queers from the audience for the homosexual bill.
Here's to the new morality. Pornographers, may they thrive. And when there's blue films on at the Odeon, it'll be good to be alive. And once the ball starts rolling, who knows, very soon, there'll be the last exit to Brooklyn in every hotel room.
God bless the new reformers. Let them make our island home.
A country fit for psychopaths.
And nutters like him to roam.
You see, at bedtime, when I put away me flagellation kit, I often shed a silent tear, and I'm forced to admit that it isn't always easy being a sexual maniac as I slide between the rubber sheets in me little plastic mat.